All right, good morning. Yeah, thanks for coming. Appreciate just Dove's announcements even. I just feel like we could go home after that. So, yeah, my name's Josh. Usually I sit in the back behind the soundboard, and it's kind of where I like my spot back there. But yeah, God's been really cool this week. Just kind of been preparing and just thinking about what I want to say this week, and I don't know, feeling a little scattered and just kind of all over the place. And then yesterday, just a couple things just kind of reinforced some stuff that I've been thinking about. And it was just really cool for me. It's one thing at Men of God. I'm always encouraged by Men of God and just those meetings. But yesterday, Steve's goal is like, usually has something prepared and he gives us a little talk and whatever. But yesterday, he said his goal is just to have us just feel like we connected with God. And so it was just cool to spend some extra time in worship, and it was kind of raining, so we could hear the rain on the roof, and I had joked before the meeting started that, you know, maybe it's supposed to rain tomorrow, like today too, so maybe it'll rain and the power go out and I won't have to talk, but yeah, we were singing these songs, and there's one song that just Steve had us all stand in a circle, and we were holding hands, singing Rescue. I was just, I don't know, hearing the rain and the thunder, just, there's one loud thunder, and the speakers popped, and the lights went down, and then all the light, only these lights up front came on. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's just really cool just to be a part of that, and just really feel like everybody there is kind of connected with God, and just some stuff that Steve talked about, just kind of, I guess, is things I'm going to mention today, too, so. And two, last night we went to the Third Day concert. I was just encouraging just to worship and just take a break from thinking about all this. And yeah, just different things about how God's done so much for us and like our life is a response to that. Just really encouraged just how God used yesterday just kind of reinforced some things that I've been thinking about. So yeah, I moved to El Paso about 7 years ago, originally from Colorado, moved down as part of the church plant here. Most of you know my wife, Dina. She was out by the guest book over here, and we've been married for about 15 months now. I'm just enjoying life and really just living the dream. And I was up until like a week and a half ago, I got an email from Steve. And he asked if I'd be willing to speak at church. Yeah, I'm not a fan of public speaking. I don't like being in front of crowds or anything like that. And like I said earlier, I like my spot in the back and just kind of behind the scenes. But Steve didn't really say much, just kind of convinced me, oh, you should really do this. It was just kind of a quick email, but what he did do, he sent the email to my wife as well. So after I saw that, you know, there's no getting out of it. She's going to talk me into it. And so, yeah, for a lot of you, this is going to be, you're going to hear me speak more today than you've ever heard me talk before. But we'll probably still be done early, so. I've been encouraged lately, just hearing some different testimonies from different people. It's kind of cool just to hear what God's doing in people's lives and kind of how he's brought them to where they are now. And a couple weeks ago, Dove shared his testimony and just the people that influenced his life. And I'm excited for Saturday just to kind of celebrate with Dove and just recognize him as pastor. So if you can make it, I would encourage you to be there. And a few weeks before that, John Cromiller, who's playing guitar and singing, he shared his testimony, and it was really good. And earlier in the year, John Olivas, who's sitting over here, was sharing his testimony, and I don't know, that's what I'm going to do this morning. It seems like Steve's kind of working his way through people involved with the band. Tim, you're probably next. But I think for a good chunk of my life, I didn't really feel like my testimony was anything important or special. And I had one of those boring testimonies where I got saved at a really young age and went to church my whole life. Never really went through anything hard. And for a long time, I just didn't feel like I had much to share about my story. It was like probably 4 or 5 years ago, we were in a small group with the Schwiegers and John and Misty Mole, who are on the east side now. They were there. And we had been having some different people just share testimonies before small groups, kind of get to know people, get to know each other better. And during one of the discussions, the question was asked, you know, what has God saved you from? That's a question that Steve asked yesterday morning, too, just kind of. And there were a lot of cool stories, just different things that God had brought people through, and just lots of the hard things, and just how God used that to really bless them, and turned out for good. But I couldn't really think of anything, you know, because I had this pretty easy life. And but the following week was the week I was supposed to share my little 5-minute testimony, and I was kind of, you know, struggling through that, not really knowing what to share. And usually when I share my testimony, it'd be like 2 minutes. So I guess I was kind of preparing for that and trying to think through what to say. But that question stuck with me, just, what has God saved you from? So I was thinking about that more and just kind of realized that week that it's not that God hadn't saved me from anything, it's that God saved me from everything. I just kind of changed my perspective on that. Just God saved me, I didn't have to go through any of that hard stuff, I didn't have to learn the hard. So yeah, just that change in perspective just helped me. I got my 5-minute testimony in. And then the week after that, actually, it's kind of funny, there's two people in small group who just shared how they were encouraged by my story the week before, and so it really meant a lot to them. And so I learned two things that week. Just, you know, my story is worth sharing, and then my story is also very popular with mothers with young children. So, so that's the story they want for their kids. So. Yeah, I'm going to share some of my story today and just kind of some different people and experiences that have influenced me, and then also just kind of a couple of things that have kind of stuck with me along the way. So let's pray. God, we just thank you for this morning, Lord, just for the rain and it's cool weather, Lord. I just pray that you would bless this morning, Lord. I pray that you would meet us here. And God, I just pray that you would give me the words to speak, Lord. God, you've given us all a story that's worth sharing. And yeah, God, I just pray that you would, yeah, just meet us here and that you would speak to people here this morning. All right. So this is my family. I was taken actually a month or two ago, I guess. We were up in Colorado, I was visiting, and so I got my sister on the left there, and then Dina and I, and my parents, and my brother's wife and their little boys, like 7 months now, I think. But, and just kind of a brief history. The Rita's part of the Great Commission, and the Great Commission is just kind of a group of churches that believes the Bible and has a heart just to share the gospel, and they kind of focus on the local church. Then there's churches kind of all over the United States, Central and South America, and even Asia and Europe. And my parents actually got involved in a sister church in Ames, Iowa when they were going to school. So I kind of grew up in this movement of churches, and my parents got married, and for some of you who've been around a while, Brent Knox was a pastor who married my parents, and Mark Darling actually sang a song at my parents' wedding. A lot of you don't know those people, but... So yeah, I was born in Iowa. I'm kind of proud to be born from Iowa. So, and my parents actually, when I was probably one, my parents moved to Colorado with a group of people to try to start a church in Greeley, Colorado. We were there for a couple years, and the church wasn't really taking off, so then we moved kind of into Denver, on the north side of Denver, and we're part of a church there. And then probably, I think when I was about 9, we moved a little further south and helped start the church in Aurora there, which is where my parents still are today. My dad's always kind of led worship at church as long as I can remember, and just being involved with that, just going to church early and helping set up. Our churches always met in schools. We'd had to set up before and tear down after that. And for me, I really enjoyed that. Just, I think God gave me a heart just to serve. And so for me, just to be a part of that, just to go, especially going early with Dad, just to spend time with him. And I was homeschooled through 5th grade with my brother. And I think I was 6. So it was probably like one of the first things my mom shared with us as our homeschool. But she went through the gospel with us. Just kind of how God loved us. He died for us. And sent his son to die for us. So, yeah, I think it was 6, and both my brother and I prayed that day, just kind of received Christ into our hearts. And, but yeah, I think my mom included that as part of the homeschool. So, yeah, I just kind of grew up in the church. I have a few pictures here. It's me when I was a baby. Well, there's a few kids, or pictures of us as kids growing up. My mom liked to dress us all alike, so... Yeah, this is when I think I was 13 or 14. I got baptized. My brother and I got baptized the same day with just some other people in the church. In high school, we had a chance to go to Honduras. And then later on, my brother and I went to El Salvador with our youth group. But, this is in Honduras, actually, with a couple of the guys who were in charge, I guess, of our mission team. And I just did a lot of stuff with them. And I think we just helped out in a small little village and playing with kids. And there's one night I got to ride around with these two guys. They were doing some deliveries. And it was just cool just to be, just to hang out with them. And I think growing up in the church, it's all I really knew. And it wasn't that I didn't believe, but I guess it's it's just what I knew, and the faith from my parents went down to me. So, I think in high school, especially on these mission trips, was a chance for me just make that faith, start making that faith my own. And I think getting to spend some time with these guys was part of that, just to get to know them and just their hearts to serve. And like I said, my parents were a huge influence on me, and Dove talked about the people who influenced him, and I think my parents are at the top of my list, and just such a solid foundation that they gave us. And I just remember, anytime we did something wrong or acted out or anything, my dad would have verses for us, which we heard a lot of the same verses, and almost to the point where it got a little bit annoying because we'd hear the same verse. But I think it was just good for that foundation, and just a couple of the verses that he would always share with us. Or Matthew 6:33, it says, "But above all, pursue his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will make your paths straight." And Proverbs 16:2-3, and also verse 9, it says, "All a person's ways seem right in his own opinion, but the Lord evaluates the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your paths will be established. A person plans his course, but the Lord directs his steps." And there's these verses and just probably lots of other verses that I just heard constantly growing up. But I think it did just give me a foundation that set the course for the rest of my life. And I really appreciate that from my parents. And I got through high school and decided to go to Colorado State. My sister had been at CSU, and I knew a lot of people there, and there was a sister church and a big student group. Just people I knew were going there, and I was just excited to be a part of that. And so I decided to go to Colorado State, and I was going to major in mechanical engineering. And that was the same summer that my sister decided to move to Amsterdam. The student church in Fort Collins there, they got a team together and they were going to start a church in Amsterdam. It's kind of crazy, but I think probably for 6 months to a year before, they would have meetings, and my parents would go to these meetings with my sister, and I went to a few, just get to know the team, the vision, just pray together and get to know each other. So it's kind of cool. Just my brother and I got a chance to visit a few years into that, but and my sister was there for, I think it was 13 or 14 years, and just this last year she moved back and is going to grad school in Denver. But I was off to Fort Collins to start college. Yeah, these are my roommates my freshman year. We lived in a quad, so there's four of us, and it's a story from my first weekend. We kind of got plugged into a small group really quick. There was a lot of events going on just for new students, and we were hanging out a lot. The Rock Church for the students met on Friday nights. So somehow we were getting ready to go to church that night, and we got split up into different cars, and I got split up with a group of five girls, and that was actually Jenna's car. So I was in this car with five girls, and college is going to be pretty good. But I think that first year is just even more just making that faith my own. Just being a part of a small group where people are really choosing to live this way. It's not their parents' faith anymore. And first experience with real community and fellowship, which you get a little bit growing up But I think once you, I don't know, something about moving out of the house, Dean and I have laughed at some of the college kids here at the Rio, just wanting to move out of the house and be on their own. But I think it really is just that time where your faith is tested more and you have a better opportunity just to grow and really experience God. And I think that first year for me in Fort Collins, we hang out together all the time. We had meals together. Most of the people in our small group lived in these two dorms that were right next to each other. And so they saw each other all the time. And so I remember a couple of verses, one in Acts 2:42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And then again in Hebrews 10, just, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. See, I just really feel like that year for me just kind of solidified it even more. This is really what I believe. It's not just my parents' faith. God had done so much for me and kind of really, like, came up at the concert and with Steve during Man of God, just how am I going to respond to that? And is this the life I want to live? Right. And in college, we had I won't go to that one yet, but I had a couple of opportunities for summer projects. We call them infusion groups, where we'd take a team and move to a different city just for the summer and kind of, the first one I went on was to Seattle. There's probably, I think there's 15 or 20 of us. Packed up for the summer for 10 weeks, moved to Seattle. There's a sister church there that we were involved with and just kind of trying to help them, doing lots of outreach. And we did this summer concert series in their parking lot of the church. And just kind of the same thing, just as that small, just that sense of family and community that we had that summer. Some of my best memories from that summer, just spending time with the two guys that I lived with in our apartment and just the meals we did together and saw those different things. And then a few years later, we went to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And that's what this is a picture. This is where we stayed. It's kind of right just on the south side of the French Quarter. It was a little bed and breakfast that hadn't been used in a long time. And there were 60 of us from Colorado that went down for the summer, so we all stayed here. The girls were on that building kind of on the left, and then we were kind of behind that building on the right. But let's see, I got a few more pictures. This is our group. If you notice right up in front too, Liz Hauser's there. John Hauser was there, but I don't see him in this picture. But Tim was also there. Yeah, too, just same thing like with Seattle and that first small group, just that family and community. And this room here is what we called our cool room. It had a couple of air conditioning units, and the guy's side of the building, there's one air conditioning unit on each end of the hallway, and probably 10 or 12 rooms down that hallway. So it was a pretty hot summer. But this room was where everybody hung out. We had meetings in here, we played games, and just kind of worshiped together. And yeah, I think that summer there was kind of that peak of that community and fellowship. So I think when you're at home, you can still experience that, but just living together with all these people, this made a big difference in my life, and it's where I really got to know John Hauser and just another guy, Nate Clays, and got a couple more pictures here. We did a lot of barbecues. So here we're riding to this little church where we're going to do a barbecue and doing some grilling. And we also gutted some houses, kind of different people we met. You can kind of see behind us there's that big pile of trash there. It's probably from the house behind us. But we just pull everything out of the houses and just kind of try to serve whoever we met there. And It was an interesting summer. Just saw a lot of just kind of brokenness, and I don't know if the part of the city's ever really recovered from that, but there's John Hauser with E.T. And there's Tim with the little rabbit. See, I think one of the main things for me is just that community and fellowship, and I see a lot just even get involved more in small groups. I think this passage here is just one of my favorite passages, kind of dealing with community and that unity and small groups. In Philippians 2, it says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. And your relationships with one another have the same mindset as Christ." And yeah, like the starts out there, like I experienced those things. I was encouraged. I got comfort from his love and just sharing in the Spirit. And so I think my response then, as I was getting older and experiencing more, was this, okay, I want to be united and have the same mind and just looking for others' good more than my own. And I'm not perfect in that, but I think God's brought me a lot way in the last few years. And so yeah, we spent the summer there, and then coming back, I feel like I was kind of on this spiritual high, just having experienced all this with these people. And at the time, there was this girl I was kind of interested in, and she was there that summer, so we got to hang out more and got to know each other more. And so moving back to Colorado then to get back to school, and I don't know, I guess I was expecting that same fellowship and that same unity to carry back, but I don't know. For me, it just kind of was a little bit of a letdown when I got back because it changed. People went back to how, you know, it's easy to just kind of fall back into that way of life, and then things with this girl didn't really happen. And I was kind of, maybe that was part of it, but when I got back there, just kind of, I was still going to church and just, I was being a part of all this stuff, but just, I just felt like I was going through the motions more than actually there to learn and to grow. And that's when this opportunity for El Paso came up. They've been talking about starting a church here, and two of the guys I was closest with, my small group leader and then the pastor at the Rock Church, Toby was my small group leader, and Tom Brown, he was the pastor there. And those were two guys that I was really close to, and I looked up to them, and just kind of knew I was in a kind of a dry spot and needed to change things up. So I thought it would just be a good opportunity just to take advantage of that. And so we moved to El Paso, and let's see, this first small group, let's see. This was kind of our singles group when I first moved down. For some reason, we decided to take Christmas pictures together. But I lived with John Mole and Tim and Jason there on the left. But I think slowly God just kind of working on my heart again just to bring me back to where I was, and just to get me in that point of being encouraged and really wanting to grow. And I think I really have grown a lot since I moved here. I think Jenna could probably tell you the most is how much I've changed, and even just being up here today, it's like this wouldn't have happened if you had known me, like even probably 6 years ago, probably even 2 years ago, but I don't know. God's just put me in a lot of different situations where and brought a lot of people into my life. I was meeting kind of on a weekly basis with John Mole, just kind of talking about life, and there was a time where I think it was in April we were meeting together, and he saw this opportunity that we could have to start a college small group. Tim and I were at UTEP, and then Blaze was about to start at UTEP, and just a couple other people. So I think, yeah, it was in April, John had this conversation with me. He's like, "I think you'd be really good to lead that." I was like, "Are you sure?" I think Tim could do a good job too, but he thought I should do it. But other than that day, I don't think we talked about it until August. Steve came up and said, "Hey, I think I should start something." So then I think later that week we had a meeting about it, and the next week we were having our small group. So I don't know. Without those meetings with John, it's like I don't think I'd have been ready for that. And I'd led small group a couple times before, but it's kind of maybe once a year or something they would have me lead a discussion. So I think, yeah, I don't know. God brought me a long way. I'm just kind of just those uncomfortable situations that you don't see yourself, they're not normal for you. God's used a lot of those in the last few years just to challenge me, to make me grow. So then, yeah, we're leading this college small group, and I'm doing sound and just trying to get as involved as I can just to serve and just be a part of the church. And one day this girl walked into church, and we hadn't had a lot of new people. There's a few here and there, but not a lot of singles either. And there was just, I think it was her second week here, Tom Schwieger was introducing her to everybody. I think I found out later, Dina said that Tom introduced her to all the single guys. It's kind of funny. So we met, and a few weeks after that, I was doing the bar outreach and was kind of tired on Sundays. And she had tried to talk to me a few times, but I would just give the short okay and all right answers. And I could kind of tell it bugged her a little bit, so I thought it was funny. So that's the answers I would give her for when we talked. And so finally, I think she was a little fed up with me and said that we were going to be friends. And we did. From that point, we just kind of got to know each other more, and we kind of we can be kind of goofy together sometimes. It doesn't come out a lot, but when we're together alone, it does. Yeah, we ended up getting married last July, and because we are kind of goofy, we decided to do the cake smash thing. So you can see in this picture, I got her pretty good. And then we had a party here in El Paso to kind of celebrate because we had a really small wedding. So we decided to do the cake smash again. And she got me back. But I think even just getting married, I was involved with a lot before that and didn't really, like, I always thought when I got married, things would kind of slow down and we'd just kind of settle into life together. But I think once we got married, things just got more busy. And we started to do a lot more for the church, and kind of the same way the college group started, we started this singles group that we had now with the young professionals and young marrieds. And it's been really cool. Just God's brought a lot of different people to that, and has blessed that. And I think even at one point, I think it was Bruce came up to me after church once and said I was just involved with too much and was just too busy and needed to step back from some things. And I think it was really good for me because we were jumping into a lot of things, and so just we had to talk about it later that day, just kind of, okay, are we involved in too much? And just talked about different things and what could we give up, and I think it was good for us to talk about because it brought us to this point where we were happy where we were at, just investing in people's lives, and we didn't know, it's like, if we gave up some things, like, what would we do? Maybe watch more Netflix or something. That's not how we wanted to spend our life right now. So, but I think it was good just to kind of take that step back and kind of think about things, where we were at. And just, since we've been married, we've done a lot and just kind of inviting different people over for dinner. And that's really been a blessing to us. There's quite a few of you in this room we've had over for dinner. And just different people in the real that have had a huge influence in my life, just how I've grown the last couple of years, or like John and Misty Mole, just meeting with John one-on-one, and Marty and Jen too, just playing golf with Marty once in a while and just kind of talking about different things. And just the Nelsons, this kind of, especially when I was single, I think Kathleen was kind of like my El Paso mom, just kind of always checking up on me and just making sure I was encouraged and happy to be here. And I didn't think of, like, the Levises too, we had them over for dinner not long ago, just encouraging, just to get to know them a little more, just hang out, have fun. And John's been a blessing to me, just giving me work. Like, it started my painting business a couple years ago, and just kind of wanted something to free up my evenings and weekends. And so yeah, John's given me a lot of work just to paint houses. And then I think too, just Johnny and Cynthia, we have had them over for a couple times, and they've had us over, and it's getting to know them. Just Johnny's very wise and has a lot to offer, and I think, too, Cynthia's just kind of full of life and joy, and I know my wife and I just really appreciate that friendship, and if you haven't got the chance to know them, I'd encourage you to invite them over for dinner, or I'll sign up to have dinner with them. We're going to have a sign-up sheet afterwards. And yeah, just these relationships, these different people, and it's like community and fellowships has brought me a long way, especially moving to El Paso, just forcing myself to get involved. I think I've grown a whole lot. And I have a little video here I'm going to show. It's a couple minutes long, but Tim, if you want to play that.
I think we all need a pep talk. The world needs you to stop being boring. Yeah, you. Boring is easy. Everybody can be boring, but you're gooder than that. Life is not a game, people. Life isn't a cereal eater. Well, it is a cereal. And if life is a game, aren't we all on the same team? I mean, really, right?
I'm on your team.
Be on my team.
This is life, people. You got air coming through your nose. You got heartbeat. That means it's time to do something.
A poem. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the road less traveled.
It hurt, man!
Really bad.
Rocks, forks, and glass.
My pants broke.
Wah!
Not cool, Robert Frost. But love that really were two paths. I want to be the one that leads to awesome. It's like that dude Journey said, don't stop believing, unless you dream stupid. Then you should get a better dream. I think that's how it goes. Get a better dream and keep going. Keep going, keep going, and keep going. What Michael Jordan have quit?
Well, he did quit.
So he retired. Yeah, yes, he retired. But before that, in high school, what if he quit when he didn't make the team? He would have never made Space Jam.
And I love Space Jam.
What will be your Space Jam? What will you create will make the world awesome? Nothing if you keep sitting there. That's why I'm talking to you today.
This is your time.
This is my time.
It's our time.
We can make every day better for each other.
If we're all on the same team, let's start acting like it. We got work to do. We can cry about it, or we can dance about it. We were made to be awesome. Let's get out there!
I don't know everything, I'm just a kid.
But I do know this.
It's everybody's duty to give the world a reason to dance. So get to it!
You've just been pep talk. Create something that will make the world awesome.
See, I just really appreciate that video. Just God created us to do something awesome. And I think I've experienced, especially here at the Rio, there's a lot of really cool stuff going on. Just investing in other people's lives, just having people invest into us, and just that community and that fellowship, and just really thinking about how are you going to respond to what God's done for you. One thing too, I don't know if you guys know, but this is Space Jam. Michael Jordan, Looney Tunes, so I would check it out. But three more verses I had just kind of that have been important to me, especially the last few years, just thinking about, okay, what are we going to do? I think Philippians 1:6, just being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And Galatians 6:9, too, this, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. See, I just really like those three verses and just thinking about what are we going to do that's going to be awesome? What are we going to be a part of? And I think Philippians, you know, God started something in you. You're all here. He has a plan for you. and he's going to finish that plan for you. Ephesians, he has works for you to do too. And then Galatians, you just don't give up. I think especially that one in Galatians has been kind of holding on to, just kind of in the busyness and just when life gets kind of crazy, just, you know, don't give up. God's got this plan. He's got works for you to do, and you'll see that fruit from it if you don't give up. So I guess I just want to encourage you all just to be a part of something great. Meet some people at church that you haven't met before and have people over for dinner and just be willing to do those uncomfortable things that God brings your way. And it's kind of, how are you going to respond to what God's done for you? And then today, my small group and then the Schwieger small group too, we're going to have this barbecue. So if you haven't really, if you're new to church or haven't got involved with a small group yet, we just encourage you to come join us. We're just going to hang out and have some food. And we're planning to do it at this park, but it might get moved to our house just because of the rain. But if you're interested in that, just come talk to me afterwards, and we'll get you the address and stuff. But I think God does have a lot of really cool things going on here and some amazing people that can help you grow and just encourage you and just kind of move you in the direction you really want to go. So, let's pray. God, just thank you for this morning, Lord. Just a chance just to speak here at church and just share my story. God, I pray that it's not just a story, is that people would get something out of it, Lord, that be able to take something home. And God, I do just thank you for how you've blessed me and you've given me more than I could ever ask or imagine, Lord. So God, I just thank you for your love for me and just how you blessed. And I pray that you would just bless the rest of the day, and just thank you for everybody here. In Jesus' name, amen.